We are here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council's Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting, the first ever. With me is Phil Bradshaw of Illinois, a board member, committee member. Phil, I know we talked before. Tell me a little bit about your operation.
Well, basically, we have a soybean and corn grain operation, plus the extended family and my nephew and my brother and some of my children and their children and everything have a hog operation. It's a kind of an integrated system.
And you're located in Illinois, and what is your position on the board with the Soybean Export Council and USB, rather?
Well, I'm the immediate past chairman of the U.S. Soybean Board, and I served on the Soybean Export Council board for several years. Currently, I'm no longer on that board, but I am on the International Marketing Committee board. But I did announce this week that I am going to be retiring from the board December the 7th of this year.
Yeah, I kind of heard that rumor. It's about time, right?
Well, I tell you, it's been a lot of fun, and it was kind of a sad day when I wrote Secretary Vilsack and said I would be resigning as of December the 7th. But I want to focus on some other areas, and you know, we got a lot of great young people. Maybe not of them so young in age, maybe, but new people to the board that could come on and take my place. And so I think it was time to give them the opportunity.
Well, what do you think about this event here today?
Well, I think it's great. I'm just very pleased, and I don't want to take credit where I shouldn't, but I'm just very pleased with where this U.S. Soybean Export Council is at today. Most of your listeners will know there had been a little tension between the American Soybean Association and USB and the U.S. Soybean Export Council. But under the great leadership of Jim Sutter, the new CEO at USAC, as new staff members, and the efforts of a lot of the old staff members been around a long time, I think we're on the right track, and the future's bright. I just think we're going to really move a lot of soybean meal in the future.
It's important to put the politics aside and just concentrate on what the farmers need, right?
That's right. You know, and the other one is it's really a challenge. I think a lot of the listeners don't realize the challenge it is to keep the organization separate, because everybody pays the checkoff. And that is administered by the U.S. Soybean Board, which I was chairman last year. The AFSA does the lobbying work. Now, the two shall not mix. And USB has the money. I'm going to say AFSA has to go out and struggle to get their member and get their membership. And if you're not a member of AFSA, I wish you would be. And they have to work together. But that dividing line has to be there. The law is a good law in the fact that you all have to, all the soybean farmers have to pay the checkoff. My political views and the other soybean political views may not be the same. So that line must be followed.
Now, what do you think about the future for the soybean industry in the United States, particularly where exports are concerned?
Well, I think it's great. I think we'll see a larger percentage of our soybeans exported in the future just simply because of we're not going to consume that much more meat and poultry here. And, of course, 98% of the meal goes to livestock when you include aquaculture, fish products. So I think it's bright. I think one of the things that I personally am thinking, though, is that we'll probably still be a major corn producer. Our soybean acreage may not grow as much as our corn acreage, simply because I think we are more competitive in the corn market sometimes. But the brightness for the future of the soybean is our genetic enhancement we've been able to do.
Final question. What does your crop look like this year?
Well, my crop looks relatively good, I think. We had a little seed meeting, a crop meeting, a little appreciation dinner Monday night that I attended, and there was some concern about poor quality of corn and soybeans. We need a rain very bad in western Illinois. But I've traveled. As you know, I travel a lot. Our crops right in west central Illinois, right across from Hannibal, Missouri, around Springfield, look as good as any place in the country. But I think we're going to have a short crop.
All right. Thank you very much here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council's Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.